الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين، واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Esteemed listeners, we welcome you to this program, Ulum al-Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Today, inshallah, we discuss firstly the virtues of the Quran Sharif. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله أي الأعمال أفضل. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه mentions that a person came, he asked رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل, which is the best of actions. قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says الحال المرتحل, الحال المرتحل. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم's response is this. The person asked, قال يا رسول الله بل حال المرتحل. What is the meaning of الحال المرتحل? See, when we do not understand something, then ask, what does this mean? Do not just nod your head, or do not just say yes when you do not know. Say, I do not know. بل حال المرتحل. What is الحال المرتحل? قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions صاحب القرآن يضرب من أوله حتى يبلغ آخره ومن آخره حتى يبلغ أوله كلما حل ارتحل. Narration of Tirmidhi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is that companion of the Quran Sharif, that reciter of the Quran Sharif, he commences his recitation from the beginning, حتى يبلغ آخره, until he reaches its end, ومن آخره, and from when he reaches its end, then hatta yablugha awwalahu, then he starts at the beginning again. Wherever he stops, kullama halla irtahala, wherever he stops, he starts, he proceeds further. So the word al-hal means one reaching a halting place, and the word al-murtahil, this means one who departs. In other words, as soon as a recitation is finished, one should start again. And it should not be that when one reading is finished, the other may be taken up later on. So first read, and where you stop, you continue. Stop, continue. The term al-halul wal-murtahil, this means, is explained in a riwayat, and this is in Kanzul Ummal, to mean al-khatibul miftah, one who concludes and opens, one who concludes and he opens. One who completes the Quran Sharif and then immediately starts another. So, where you see, you find, we recite, when we finish our recitation, we continue reading Suratul Fatiha, and then we start Suratul Baqarah until Muflihun. So this practice has become common and people are practicing upon it. But do not just do it because you want to do it. But rather, what this hadith is teaching us, that to back it up. When you're going to read Tal Muflihun, now do not wait till the next Ramadan to continue. But instead, what you should do is recite, 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 recite. Continue recitation throughout the year. And do not keep that Quran Sharif on the shelf closed until the next Ramadan. Most or some do not even open the Quran Sharif during the month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. This hadith teaches us that as soon as one recitation of the Quran Sharif is completed, a fresh recitation should be started. and brought to its completion. It is written in Allama Suyuti's Al-Itqan that according to Darimi, that whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam read to Suratul Nas, then he would read Al-Baqarah, Suratul Baqarah, up to Muflihun, after which he would offer the dua meant to be read on the completion of a reading of the Quran Sharif. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ta'ahadul Quran, protect, be watchful towards the Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I swear by him in whose hands my life is, that لَهُوَ أَشَدُّ تَفْسِيًّا مِّنَ الْإِبْلِ فِي أُقُلِهَا, that the Quran is apt to escape from the hearts more rapidly than do the camels from their strings. If a man becomes neglectful in looking after an animal and the animal frees itself from the halter, it will bolt away. Similarly, if the Quran Sharif is not looked after, it will not be remembered and it will be forgotten. The fact that the Quran Sharif gets committed to memory is a distinct miracle of the Quran Sharif itself. Otherwise, memorizing a book one half or even one third of its size is not only difficult, but very impossible sometimes. Therefore, the fact that the Holy Quran Sharif, the Quran Majid, gets committed to memory is mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jal as a divine favor. In Surah Al-Qamar, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ, we have made the Quran Sharif easy for remembrance. So is there anyone who will remember? The author of Al-Jalalain, a tafsir kitab, Al-Mahalli, and he writes, so Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi had written half and Al-Jalalain. Al-Jalalain means the two Jalals, Al-Mahalli and Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi. And this is done in most Darul Ulooms. This kitab has been taught. So the author of Al-Jalalain writes that the interrogatory clause in this verse is in fact an imperative one. Speaking about the preservation of the Quran Sharif. In the first place, it is necessary to know that the Quran Sharif is in Arabic. Why was Arabic chosen as the language of the book to be revealed to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Answer, it is an established fact that all languages gradually change. Look at Urdu, look at English. It is with great difficulty that they are able to understand a book written in Urdu some 500 years ago. This is true of all languages of the world. In English, for example, those who lived some 500 or 600 years ago can be fully understood today only by a few scholars. You take today's times, you take Macbeth and all these funny books, you'll say this is crazy English, give us something simple. This is also true of all other old and new languages. The language that never changes is Arabic. Had Allah's last message been revealed in a language subject to similar change, it would have been necessary for Allah to give us yet another book in the 20th century so that we could understand it. You'll have all these different editions. Like other books of a long time ago, the Quran Sharif too would have become incomprehensible. So here we have one language in the world that is exempt from the law of change. It is Arabic. It is a verifiable fact that the Quran, that the Arabic that we hear and read in the press today is the same as that of the Arabic of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning in terms of the language of the Quran and Hadith. There is no difference between the two by way of meanings of words, grammar, spelling or pronunciation. Had Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam been amongst us today and were we to speak to him in the contemporary Arabic, then he would have been able to understand every word spoken to him. Is this not a miracle? Were Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond to us, we would be able to fully understand every word of his speech if we knew Arabic. There is no difference between the Arabic of today and the Arabic of yesterday. From this we conclude that the Kitabullah, The book revealed to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to be in a language that was not subject to change. That is why Arabic was chosen, in addition to other characteristics such as eloquence, fluency, melody. Arabic has a quality which we can all witness for ourselves. It is the unchangeable character of the Arabic language. For this, we should be grateful to the Arabs who have not adopted different dialects as their language. But today you find different Arabs. When it comes to their Arabic, they are losing it and they are giving preference to the West. English has become their mother tongue. And you will say they've chucked Arabic out of the window. Allah Azza wa Jal forgive them. Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to recite and to understand and to learn this beautiful language of Arabic. May Allah Azza wa Jal put it onto our tongues so that we may speak it, so that our children may understand it, so that they may speak it. And like this, we can have a conversation in Arabic. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this ability, insha'Allah. It is a remarkable tribute to the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this Arabic is still protected till today. This is something that is Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah Azza wa Jal says, verily we have revealed this reminder and we are its protectors. We are its protectors. Protection here doesn't just mean the Quran Sharif, the Mus'haf. Protection here means the pronunciation is protected. The protection here means the grammar is protected. Through the Quran Sharif, Arabic grammar is protected. You can't change the Quran Sharif. That means the grammar has been protected, preserved. So this is a great, great miracle. Languages you've seen, and this point alone, how many non-Muslims, if they understood this, they'll accept Islam. How many languages changes, but Arabic does not change. We're speaking about the pure Arabic. It does not change. So the beauty of the language, this is what we're saying to you. Their language of literature and communication of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as was current in the days of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they had to come and we had to speak that eloquent, proper Arabic of the Quran and Hadith, then we would be able to communicate with them too. This is the beauty of it. So we must appreciate it and teach our children, send them lessons to learn. Inshallah, it is there. The intention is there for me to also to start to teach so that I can also get it back to get it proper, in fact, and get it onto our tongues so that we can learn helping one another to become better people. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ